Hey, KIDE crew, welcome back on this Transformational Tuesday. If you're just joining us, I've been chatting by phone with Logan Coulter of Melba, Idaho. His 13-year-old daughter, Gianna, was diagnosed with PANS and Cigna denied medically necessary treatment, and he and his wife knew they had to fight back for their daughter. We'll pick the story up from there. Before the break, Logan, we were discussing just once you shared that post, how everything picked up, and it certainly put a lot of pressure on Cigna, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. I mean, we weren't getting much of a response at all, and we went through the same process that every family goes through when you're trying to get something approved, where, you know, you submit the claim and you get a denial, and I kept calling in to get an update, but you can't really get far up the hierarchy at Cigna, you know, when you do that. What was interesting is after my post, the next day I got four calls from Cigna that very first day, just checking in on our family, not with any updates, just they seemingly had somebody assigned to it. So, you know, the pressure on social media definitely got their attention, and they promised me that they would have an answer in 3 days on if she would get approved or not. Where I fired back and said, well, I don't want to call back unless it's an approval. I don't need an update on another denial. But they called every day and checked in, and they, you know, what was interesting is the fourth day, after all the pressure and just getting hit with every single angle, they finally reached out to my physician and let them know that they overturned it, and they send Gianna's case to an external review, and they finally assigned it to the right physician that understands this disorder, and they finally approved her. So after a year-long battle, and you know, it took going to Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and TikTok, and that's what got it done at the end of the day, was just tons of really good people, the majority of them here in Idaho, just putting so much pressure on Cigna.
What an incredible story. I mean, you're battling this for almost a year, and then once you go public with this, people really opened up their hearts and went to work. And, you know, I love this, Logan, because I talk often about the power of stories and how when we unite our voices together, it really does become impossible not to hear us. And this is a prime example of that. It was impossible once people really started adding their voice to this cause for Cigna to ignore this, for them to not hear it. They got the message loud and clear.
Yeah, they did. And the tough thing is, it shouldn't have got to that point. It's hard. If I was to go back, you know, a year ago, I would have just went out of pocket and started paying for this before I got approval. We sat there and watched our daughter decline. And we did end up going out of pocket before Cigna finally approved it, just because we couldn't wait any longer. But I wish I did it a year ago. And as a dad, I'm kicking myself because I watched my daughter just suffer. But we didn't know she would get as bad as she did in the 12 months. So it's hard. Like, they left us in a position where, like, now I have tons of regret. But at the end of the day, you know, this treatment over 2 years would have been over $300,000 out of pocket, which we don't have $300,000.
Yeah, I don't know many people that do. And that's the thing. You know, you were in such a difficult position, and watching your daughter decline, I mean, anyone that's a parent, we know that when our kids hurt, we really hurt. You feel it. And that is all encompassing.
Yeah, it's brutal. It's the most devastating thing to watch as a parent. The only thing that seemed to work at all is we would lay in bed and just pray for hours on end. And, you know, even last night, she didn't go to bed until 4:30 in the morning. And the only thing just to get her in a calm spot is just to lay and pray. And that's really all we could do for a year. It's just pray.
There was
no other help.
That's the power of faith and prayer right there. So tell us, when you got that call from Cigna, what did they say to you?
Yeah, interestingly enough, there was other people that found out before we did. There was so many different companies pushing for Gianna to get covered, and high-end people from organizations. I actually got a text from a gentleman that was a GM from a pharmaceutical company and said, hey, I heard the great news. Gianna got approved. And I said, what? I haven't even heard this yet. And then I got I didn't get a call from Cigna that morning. I got actually a call from our doctor that said she was approved, and my wife did, and then I heard her scream down the hall, and then I went down and she had tears in her eyes, and she's like, "Joanna finally got approved." So it was a beautiful and sad moment all in one, but we were just thankful that, you know, our love and compassion of our daughter pushed through, and we fought and we got it done for her. And, you know, it gave us hope in that moment that the road to recovery had started.
And are you seeing some real progress?
Yeah, the amazing thing was, you know, I mentioned that she'll sit in these episodes or flares for the majority of the day. Day two of the treatment, it's an 8-hour long infusion. And day two of the infusion, halfway through, she came out of her flare, and she was her old self for the second half of the day. And we hadn't seen that in months, where she finally got some relief, and we had our Gianna back.
Oh, wow. That just hit me right in my heart. That had to be such a relief to finally have your daughter back. Logan, what I want to ask you is, you did come out of pocket. What is Cigna doing about that?
Yeah, they did. I questioned that, and when I they end up signing a case manager to Gianna. So anytime she needs medical help through her physician, somebody's assigned to it. She's kind of getting the red carpet treatment now that there's all this buzz. And I reached out to the case manager, and they got me in touch with some folks at Cigna, and they promised they would retroactively go back and pay for everything that we paid for out of pocket. So that's going to get covered, and Cigna's promised they would do that.
That's so good, and I'm happy to hear that she is getting the red carpet treatment. And you know what? People pay a lot of money for their insurance premiums, and I don't know about you, but I just really believe everybody should get the red carpet treatment.
They should, absolutely. But the hard part is, and I've met a few families that did the same thing we did, and they've had success stories with their kids getting approved by doing exactly what we did, just creating buzz. But 99% of the families aren't going to get as lucky as we did. I just so happened to have a social media post that got legs and took off. And most families don't have that. They're sitting at home with their kids suffering, and they're not going to have the same good luck we did. And I think all of our prayers paid off, and we did get lucky. We feel for all the families that are sitting here right now. It's like, well, how come my daughter or my son can't get approved? And that hurts. Like, this healthcare system has to change, and the approval process has to change. But there's a lot of good people out there working to make that happen. That's the good thing, is I do think it will change.
I think you're exactly right. And one of the things that I wanted to touch on a little bit is just the fact that when families are facing this, a lot of them are so exhausted that they don't even appeal the denial. They feel like that's the final answer, and that's heartbreaking.
Yeah, well, because none of us have been educated. Nobody's told, and we didn't know that. We just, okay, well, it's dead there, and the doctor just talks to them, and hopefully they get it approved. And we didn't know we had an option until when this thing took off. Warris, the CEO of a company called Claimable, reached out and said, I can help you guys. They created a company that through AI, they can create an appeal. And he coached us through the process of how to write a really amazing appeal. And Claimable ended up for free writing a 30-page appeal on behalf of Gianna.
And that appeal obviously sent a strong message to Cigna. We'll continue the conversation with Logan right after this.